Welcome to the Humanized Podcast, Your Health Personalized. I'm your host, Rebecca Kelly, and I'm so excited to have Lisa Klein. But before I discuss Lisa and invite her onto the program, I wanted to remind you to subscribe to get all of our variety of casts and audio, video, and transcription at humanizedhealth.com. I'd also like to thank our lead sponsor, Village Green Apothecary, at myvillagegreen.com. Thank you, Lisa, for being on. So happy to have you here.
Thank you, Rebecca.
So our segment is about stress and trauma, how to use manual medicine to help individuals process the effects of stress and trauma. So what can I do myself to alleviate issues from emotional stress, like sleeplessness, low concentration, and mood swings? Basically, all three things that I'm dealing with right now.
So one of the crazy, not crazy things, one of the most interesting things about the body is that it responds to touch. And I'm a physical therapist, and in my career of trying to figure out how you help people free them from pain, essentially, throughout that process, a whole world was discovered about how powerful the hands are when they touch the body.
Yes.
Which sounds kind of like duh, but at the same time, you don't realize that you can actually use that therapeutically.
Yes.
And so thousands of hours of training and practice later, what can happen is when you're feeling stress and trauma, the reason why it sets in your body is because it can't be processed out. It can't leave. So in the wild, when animals have stress and trauma, they shake it off. So you need some way to kind of shake off what you're experiencing. Uh-huh. And if you think about what we've been feeling for the past year,
yes,
that's a lot to shake off. That's like a lot of Taylor Swift songs to listen to. So what we found is you can use the hands to kind of help that process and do things that, again, sound a little bit like, on the surface, but they work really well. Every day I have patients tell me how much the processing is helping them. So we call it processing because you're helping your body process. And what you want to do is move some of that accumulated energy, information, whatever you want to call it, out of the body. So what we do with our hands is we put one hand across the low back to access the ureters, which are the tubes that go from the kidneys to the bladder. The job of the ureter is to drain. So when you put a hand across your low back and you can use the back of your hand, you're cueing, you're saying to the ureters, come on, we need you to work. So the ureters will drain whatever you tell them to drain. So the other hand will go on different organ systems or parts of your body that are having a hard time. I know this sounds cuckoo bananas, but it works.
It sounds actually logical, and I don't know why I've never thought of it in some ways, just because touch does so much for you. Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
But where is what you're saying? Yeah. Where you touch is going to make a difference. Yeah.
Yeah. So, and it's intelligent touch helps even more. So this is what we give our patients to do for home programs. So you put a hand across the low back to access the ureters. Again, you can use the back of your hand if you want to. You're basically above your butt. You're like in the small of your back. The other hand will go to the areas that are having a hard time, and you would hold those connections for about 20 minutes at a time. You don't have to do them all one after the other because that would be, you know, a lot. So for example, if you're finding yourself in a fight or flight situation, you have one hand across the low back on the ureters, the other hand goes on the adrenals, which love to be touched. The adrenals love attention. So you put a hand across your mid back around like bra strap level, so above the kidneys, one hand on the adrenals, one hand across the low back, and you'd hold that for about 20 minutes. It can be a little bit hard on your shoulder, so you can take breaks. When you do that, you should start to feel your body relax a little bit. If you're if you're having a lot of stomach issues and digestion, you would put
a hand up right now.
You can do it right now.
Okay.
I'm holding my phone so I can't do it with you, but yeah, go for it. So the another thing, if it's affecting your stomach, you put a hand on your stomach, which is under your left lower ribs, and then the other hand goes across your low back.
Okay.
You can hold that for 20 minutes. If you're super cranky, you would put a hand across your forehead.
Yes.
And then across the low back. That's a really, really nice one.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. It's fabulous. Very relaxing. And then if you want to get the vagal nerve, which is one of the main controlling nerves of the body, we often get that at the stomach, but also at the back of the neck is a great way to access the vagal nerve because that's where it comes out of the brain stem, out of the brain, out of the head. So across the neck.
Wow.
Yeah. So our bodies are very malleable and they respond to information. So if your body is being overwhelmed by what you're seeing, what you're hearing, what you're feeling, what we do is we use the hands to override that information to cue all that stuff to get out of you. And our bodies are neurological, they train. So the more you're experiencing and seeing, hearing, feeling stress, your body, it's called kindling, your body will kindle to that level of stress.
Wow.
The goal is to get it out of that paradigm, and the hands are really good for that. There are supplements, acupuncture, there's a lot of many, many things that are also helpful, but you have your hands with you all the time.
Yes.
Probably.
Okay.
So, you know, being that you have them, you have these tools with you. I know it sounds very silly, but I have patients, literally had somebody tell me this morning that they're doing processing for, we're working with him on a dizziness situation. He's like, it was phenomenally helpful.
Right.
So we give targeted processing depending upon what the patient is healing from. But we found over time that stress and trauma, because so much of it, again, is information. It's what you're seeing, what you're hearing, what you're feeling. Mm-hmm. That is so easy to process out of you.
And does it make a difference whether it's you or me doing it?
So I have, hopefully at this point, very intelligent hands since I've been doing this for 30 years. It's a little different when I do it because I'm also going to be doing some fascial work. But anybody who has hands can do it. It's just, it's the touch. It's the contact. There's no pressure. It's human contact.
Right.
Which, how many people are missing that right now in their houses home alone?
Yeah.
So there's the power of touch is so important. It is so, so, so important. I think half my patients come in just so that we touch them. So, I mean, it's, you need it for your life. You need it to live. You need human touch to be an alive person. And again, so if you're home alone, if you're on your own, so doing the processing is a great way to kind of give yourself some of that benefits of that.
Sounds like I should make this a regular part of my life. In the way, and just even doing those touches that you shared with me, they felt good. Like, and I just
they felt great. I do it every night before I go to sleep. I'm processing. I tell my patients it's your official excuse. You can watch TV without feeling guilty because you're processing. You're doing your homework.
Right.
So yeah, it's one of the simplest things, and so effective. And the more you do it, the more it works because your body starts to be like, oh, she's back. So you're giving attention to yourself. You're giving awareness to what's going on. Our bodies are neurologically programmed to respond to touch.
Yes.
And American medicine has moved so far away from touch. And again, we touch all day. That's what we do.
Right.
So there are so many ways of manual medicine that are so helpful that we're trying to swing things back towards, you know, touch, because we've grown, again, so far away from that, unfortunately.
Well, even now with social distancing and not being able to shake someone's hand, I mean, even the minimum interactions are cut down. So I would think that touching ourselves in these ways that you're sharing would be so beneficial. And if I set a goal for myself that I was going to, like, how much time should I dedicate to this? Like, how long?
So it depends on how you're feeling. So they like about 20 minutes at a time to do something. So if you want to process, you know, adrenal, like choose one area.
Okay.
And we gave you, again, adrenals, stomach, forehead, back of the neck.
Right.
So, and just see. And what I tell my patients is try them all out, 20 minutes each over the course of whatever. Whichever one you feel the most from, do more of that one.
Okay.
So if you feel the most when you go across your forehead, then do that one a lot.
Okay.
So, and you may feel heat, you may feel buzzing, you may get very relaxed, you may fall asleep, you can feel heart rate changes, you may start getting hungry. So you go with the one that produces more of a physiological response.
Okay. Wow. So you've given me these great tools, but when do I actually need a professional to help me with my stress-related
issues?
I can use a professional, but like, how do I know?
Yeah, I mean, if you're really feeling like you're having a hard time, like we have a lot of people kicking into depression right now, anxiety. If you feel like the processing isn't helping, if you're feeling, you know, people who are crying a lot, if you really feel like you're not yourself, then that's the time to really seek out some professional care. We have so many of our patients, we are flooded with patients right now because people are tanking. So people, like, the existing problems that they had are worse, and people are having all these new issues because their bodies are under so much stress. So we're just like scrambling, and it's really a difficult time because, again, our bodies are so not used to not leaving the house for a year. Who's used to that? You know, not going to the gym, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, it's unprecedented stress.
It is, absolutely.
And it's been a long time, so it's been building up. We're like lobsters in pots that have been cooking slowly, and like
that's a great way of saying it. Absolutely,
I'm still not sure when it's going to end. Right?
Exactly.
That's how stress and trauma is, right? It takes its time. It feels like sometimes, and you just don't exactly know when you're going to be out of it, regardless.
Exactly. So, in summary, what we'd like you to know from this talk is that the hands are powerful tools for helping our bodies deal with stress and trauma. Very, very powerful. And organs that are under stress love to be touched. They love, love, love the attention, and it will help them a lot. The symptoms that you're having may be because of prolonged stress and trauma on your body. And manual medicine is a very effective tool for helping process some of that out to help you be more comfortable. And especially in a time of a prolonged pandemic, you want to stay on it. You want to find a tool that works for you and keep doing it until we're out of this mess.
Thanks, Lisa. Those are really valuable insights. To find Lisa Klein, please go to
www.totalhealthptdc.com.
Awesome. Let me remind you to subscribe and get all access to all our humanized videos, podcasts, and transcriptions from all of our thought leaders on personalized health at humanizedhealth.com. Thank you so much.